10 minutes to 5 o'clock on a Friday morning. If you'd love to join the conversation from the 702 side, it's on 011-883-0702. And the WhatsApp line for your text messages as well as your voice notes is on 072-702-1702. And if you're down with Cape Talk, it is on 021-446-0567. And you can chat to us on the WhatsApp line for Cape Talk on 072-567-1567. 9 minutes to 5 o'clock. And if you're already getting moving early this morning, be safe on the roads wherever you are heading. Ansha Adams, our national Protea athlete, has been selected to represent us to take part in this major international Region 5 Africa Union Sports Council Karate Championships. Will be hosted by South Africa in the Olive Convention Center Ice Arena out in the Durban area. And we've invited Ansha's dad, Peter Adams, and the co-owner of Heidelberg Karate Academy to join us on the line this morning and chat to us, first of all, about his academy, and then also to chat to us about this particular event and what does Ansha need in order to get to this particular event. Peter Adams, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Zain. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm humbled and extremely grateful to be part of it.
Peter, I can relate to you because my little one is 10 years old and she does karate and she's doing her first grading within the next 2 weeks. And then
wow.
I also have a granddaughter out in New Zealand who has an orange belt and she's been doing karate. She is now 9 years old and she's been doing karate forever and forever in the day, you know, and she's got an orange belt in her grading. So you must be a proud father, but talk to us about the Heidelberg Karate Academy.
Yeah, no, definitely, Zain. Very proud. And before we start, good morning to your listeners. The Heidelberg Karate Academy, we actually started as Heidelberg Karate KSA, you know, when we opened our doors in August 2006. And it was a platform for young ones to get there, to develop, to grow them, to get them involved in karate. For me, karate is an art, it's a passion, it's my life. And we created that opportunity for them. And out of this art, we become involved in the sports karate arena. And when that hoha bite us eventually, I mean, it just mushroomed, spread like a wildfire. Ultimately, for our athletes from Heidelberg to go out to represent the town, you know, small town out in the Southern Cape on the various platforms. So it started out organizational competitions. After that, it started with the regional championships, and we did fairly well during that time. So much so eventually that we managed to get two Proteas out of Heidelberg. One, the very first one at that time was Nelson Nichols, and now Ansha, the second one. But ultimately, it was all about fun. It was just having fun, making friends, going out, and in that, creating that opportunities, giving the students, the athlete, just that potential to dream, to see that there is something outside that they can achieve to. And that is what happened. And therefore, I mean, it's a NPO, not-for-profit, and we're trying our utmost best just to create that opportunity, that platform for our young ones, our athletes.
Peter Adams this morning, the co-owner of Heidelberg Karate Academy and father of Anshan, chatting to us from the Kales River area. She's currently ranked 5th in South Africa in her age group and weight division, and she is in the junior age group, and you know, her activity is individual kumite. And of course, she's in the under 59 category. Talk to us, Peter, about why this is so important for us to get Ansha to this particular event.
Zain, the importance of that is, I mean, we came out of a very traumatic period in our country's history, amongst others, which is COVID, and to have the opportunity to integrate back into society again by having a return to compete, where you can, we are social creatures and that is how we connect. And using this opportunity for us just to get out there and to connect with people all over. Ansa's a young star. She's on the rise. And this is part of her growth and development as a person, to take this further, this talent that has been given to her, to take it further. And she's working extremely hard. She's putting in all the hours, traveling up and down. I mean, a week ago, they were in Durban. Yeah, in Durban for a training camp and just to get them ready for this championships next week. Now, ultimately, it is a great honor when you call up to any national team to represent your country and to put on that green and gold. I think that should be the aspiration of every sports person, ultimately, to get that opportunity, to grab it, and to go out. And ultimately, in Heidelberg and wherever you're at, that should also be the opportunity for the others to see you as their role model, you know, positive influence in their life that they aspire to, especially nowadays.
And our children need... our children need positive role models, whether those role models are older than them. And the best role model is the one which is in their own age category, as a matter of fact. Peter, what does Ansha need, and how do we assist you in getting her to this particular event?
Ryan, we're still about 8,000 to 10,000 short. The first round, there was about 2,500 that was made. I don't know if I should mention the names, the contributors to that. But we're still about 8 to 10,000 short to get her there to the tournament next week. As part of that, a week ago, there was another announcement for a team to represent South Africa in Croatia. That is the World Karate Youth Champ and Cup. That is end of next month, spilling over into July. And well, Ansha was also selected for that team, so that's another thing that I have to think about, or we have to think about, in terms of just determining will we get her there, will we have the necessary funding to get her there. But now the focus is getting her to Durban to represent. So we're about 8 to 10,000 short, so I'm calling out to the listeners there on the show. If you are touched by this, just grab the phone and donate from 500 up. Speak to your network. Share that with your network. If they can also pledge and commit to that in support of Ansha to get it to Durban to represent the country. It's a great honor. I think first and foremost, just to be called up. Secondly, to have the opportunity to go there. And with the listeners on this program, we can get her there. And I will be extremely grateful if that opportunity is bestowed on her and you can support her in realizing that.
Peter Adams chatting to us this morning, co-owner at Heidelberg Karate Academy and the father of Anshin, who we're trying to get through to Durban for this particular event. It is the Region 5 Africa Union Sports Council's Karate Championships, hosted by us in the Olive Convention Center Ice Arena out in the Durban area. They showed a couple of thousand. It's only about 8,000 rand that they showed off. And if you would like to reach out, Leslie has got the details for the banking details. If you'd like to share that, you can give her a call on 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567. Or you can reach out to Peter himself at peterradams@gmail.com.